call this meeting to order of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell. It's 7 p.m. Today's date is June 23rd, 2015. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Assemblymember Julie Decker, and then the invocation be given by a member of the Baha'i Faith, Karen Morse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O thou merciful God, O thou who art mighty and powerful, O thou most kind Father, these servants have gathered together, turning to thee, supplicating thy threshold, desiring thine endless bounties from thy great assurance. They have no purpose save thy good pleasure. They have no intention save service to the world of humanity. O God, make this assemblage radiant. Make the hearts merciful. Confer the bounties of the Holy Spirit. Endow them with a power from heaven. Bless them with heavenly minds. Increase their sincerity, so that with all humility and contrition, they may turn to thy kingdom and be occupied with service to the world of humanity. May each one become a radiant candle. May each one become a brilliant star. May each one become beautiful in color and redolent of fragrance in the kingdom of God. O kind Father, confer thy blessings. Consider not our shortcomings. Shelter us under thy protection. Remember not our sins. Heal us with thy mercy. We are weak. Thou art mighty. We are poor. Thou art rich. We are sick. Thou art the physician. We are needy. Thou art most generous. O God, endow us with thy providence. Thou art the powerful. Thou art the giver. Thou art the beneficent. Abdu'l-Baha.
Thank you.
All right, roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake.
Here.
Prasanka.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
Mitchell. And Mayor Jack.
Okay, do we have any amendments to the agenda? Anybody? Any conflicts of interest? Okay, consent agenda. Items 6A, 7A, 7C, 13A, and 13B.
I move to approve the consent agenda listed 6A, 7A, 7C, 13A, and 13B. So, friendly amendment 7A, B, and C.
Yes. Thank you.
Second.
Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes. Any communications? Okay. Borough manager's report?
Part of the written report, the fuel surcharge this month will be $1.95 per kilowatt hour used for the billing that will come out the 1st of July, or for that billing period. The actual bill will come out till the end of July. We have to get all the data first and do the calculation, but so that's significantly less than last year. To give the public an idea of that, if someone used 800 kilowatt hours last year, that would have cost you over $40 extra. This year, it will be about $15. So, substantially different. The price of fuel was less. The time that they were shut down was less. So, the combination of all those things so it shouldn't be too painful. But other than that, unless there's questions.
Have you been in communication with the hospital president regarding the search for the CEO? My concern primarily is that there was no quorum for this month's meeting, and we will not have another meeting until July, which really leaves us July, August, and September to find out what's going on.
I've talked to Terry Henson, who's the president, and they have the same concern. So I don't know if they're looking at having a special meeting or exactly what they're going to do, but that was discussed. But I don't know if she's going to have to either call a special meeting or, because the hospital board is the one that's required to do that. We can advise them to do it, but we can't tell them to do that. But I have talked to her about it, if that's the question.
Could I request that you stay in close communication with them through this process and be able to give us reports?
Sure.
Back. I don't think I am available to attend the next hospital board meeting. And I am concerned about the, you know, we basically had both, you know, Marla has resigned and they've canceled, or, you know, not intended to renew. It's not that they canceled, they're not going to renew the contract. So we quite literally have 3 months to decide how we're going and where we're going with this.
No, and that is a concern, because it, on all the times I know when we've looked at manager positions or other things, it takes longer than a person would think to get through the process. So I agree.
Thank you.
Question. Any other questions? All right, Borough Clerk's file.
I mean, I don't have anything to add. Just hopefully everybody had a chance to kind of glance through the election calendar. It's heavily on my mind. So, yeah, if you have any questions on it, just stop by and see me. We'll get through it.
Okay, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Does anybody have a report?
I would just like to say a couple more things about the hospital. And I was disappointed in finding out after we awarded a two-year contract for a billing management that a week later or so we find out that the administrator is leaving and Peace Health is canceling this contract. And the reason I'm not happy about that is I think that would have been good for us to know as we were looking at awarding a two-year contract that is basically going to place that on the next incoming person or organization. And I know that this was something that was just brought up literally within days. To me, I heard nothing about it and only heard that things were going well. So I am concerned about that. And I really wish that we had had some indication that that was going to take place so that we could have factored that into our discussion as a borough assembly. And I'm sure the hospital board, because I had never heard mention of a firm date for Marla leaving, nor any mention of Peace Health not intending to do anything in October in any board meeting at any time. So I can only assume that the board was notified at the same time that I was, or maybe a little bit earlier, maybe the executive. So perhaps they would have also wanted that information prior to committing the community to a $500,000 billing contract down in Louisiana. So just wanted to say that up front and express my disappointment in that.
Anything else? Okay, persons to be heard. This is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that's on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you'll not have the opportunity to speak on it unless an assembly member has a specific question regarding that item. So do we have any further people signed up under persons to be heard? Okay, the first is Chuck Jenkins. Would you step up to the podium, please, and state your name and address?
Hey, I'm Chuck Jenkins, Jenkins Welding, 4 miles from Mobile Highway. I just wanted to address this written correspondence that Bob and Sherry Wickman wrote. Do you have that?
Yes.
Yes.
It says here, I'm the property owner that owns the property between City Market and the snow building. So I'm just wondering what's going on with that. I mean, nobody's asked me what I'm doing with the property or the structure. Nobody's come and said, you know, what are you doing? So I read this here, then I seen the piece in the paper. So can you tell me what's going on? And then I'll explain to you what I'm building and what my plans are with that piece of property.
Right now, from what I understand, we've just gotten a letter from them that it's been sent back down to planning and zoning. So I think it's here on our agenda just for our information at this time. Yeah. We're not looking at taking any action on it or anything tonight.
So you just voted on sending it to the planning and zoning?
No. That's where it goes first, is to planning and zoning.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to explain a little bit about what I'm doing with that property, and I have been expanding it for the last 5 years with the underground power and the curb cut out and filling it in. And I've heard a lot of rumors around town that I'm building a skyscraper there that people aren't going to be able to see over, and I'm using containers in this. And I've entered into a contract with Clearspan to put a metal building on there. And I'm working with the fire marshal on that, and I am not using containers, and I'm not building a skyscraper down there that people can't see over. I mean, basically the size of the building that I'm putting up is what everybody just approved that Trident's putting down up there, you know. And I'm working within the planning and zoning requirements. I do have a container mess down there, but that's all gonna go away. I'm gonna clean that up. And so I've heard a lot of, you know, negative things about containers around town. Nobody likes to look at them. I know they're an eyesore. I don't like them myself, but I am planning on getting rid of them and cleaning that up.
Okay.
So, you know, basically the port won't let us put any more buildings in there, and everybody wants dry storage. The port's getting too small, and I'm trying to expand somewhere. I mean, even the city's expanding outside the port. We need more dry storage, you know, and that's all I'm trying to accomplish here. So. Okay.
Probably what you need to do is go to the next Planning and Zoning Committee meeting. Is that on their agenda for the next time?
Carol Rushmore told me that it is going to be on their agenda.
Because they would be the first ones to look at it and go from there.
Okay.
And it looks like that's going to be on July 9th.
July 9th? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they stopped us from putting more leases down in there. I can only have one lease now. You know, I can't put another one down in there, so I'm having to expand elsewhere. So,
okay.
So I will be at the next planning and zoning event, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Do we have anything in writing, any letters? Okay. Okay. The next item is unfinished business, and we have no unfinished business from prior. So the next item is new business. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 904, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 13.12 of the Wrangell Municipal Code to rename the chapter Parks and Recreation Department, and add a new section establishing fee schedules for use of parks and recreation facilities. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 904, and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on July 28, 2015.
Second.
Any discussion?
Go ahead.
No, you first.
All I'm going to say is Kate Thomas, our Parks and Rec Director, is here to address any questions the Assembly may have.
Assembly Member Decker.
Kate Thomas, 1242 Peninsula Street.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks for your background information and memo here.
Yeah.
I wanted to say I appreciate what you and the Parks and Rec Board have done. Kind of took, I think, a lot of our concerns from the January timeframe and kind of incorporated and kind of reworked this. A couple of things I wanted to say that I appreciated was, first of all, just bringing forward 1 year's worth of changes. I think that's good, and I would like to request both from the manager and yourself that maybe next year during the budget cycle we bring this back and somehow you help us quantify, you know, what's the differences since you implemented the changes in fees. I had a couple of questions. So first, on the community center rental rates, I'm not sure if I might not be understanding it totally, but I think you mentioned something like that that you're going to have a new pass, like monthly passes for individuals,
mm-hmm.
and that you thought that the monthly passes would equate to be a little bit lower than the hourly rates that are being charged right now?
That's correct.
Can you tell me how you know that?
So we have broken down the community center daily entry rate for open gym, which is $3 for youth and $4 for adults. We've multiplied that by 3 times per week over the course of 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, and 1 year pass rates for that center. The original process for user groups was to charge them a total of the hourly rental rate that they were working within their athletic group. That's $40 an hour for some groups at 6 hours a week. And that equates to $8,000, $10,000 a year for some user groups, which we heard loud and clear that that's not necessarily equitable for all groups across the board. So by adopting a policy in which we encourage user groups to purchase a pass for the month of time that their respective user group uses the facility, we will increase our revenues and create an affordable rate for those user groups to use the facility. And through my time here, I've done some extensive community outreach, talking to stakeholders, if you will, in Parks and Rec to say, okay, here's what the original proposal was. This is what you've said isn't working. What about this? What about this? What aren't we thinking about? To encourage buy-in and support. And also, you know, sometimes when you feel like a one-person team, it's good to reach out to the community members that are actually using the facility and bought into the mission of Parks and Rec. So,
okay.
Does that answer your question?
I think it helps, yeah.
Okay.
So the second one is on the family year pass. So you have an adult couple year pass for $583,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the family year pass, which is $583 plus $50 per each youth.
Mm-hmm.
But then did I see something about that the adult, that there's an adult couple rate which will get a discount, a 10% discount?
I don't think so.
It's so under pool passes, I see. In red, this is the chart that you made up, the user-friendly chart.
Oh, okay, yep.
So under the pool passes part, and then you have in red the 1 month discount of 25%, 3 month, 6 month,
mm-hmm.
annual, and then in parentheses it says adult couple equals additional 10% discount.
Oh, I see that. Annual 55%, adult couple. I think that must be an error there in the user-friendly, because the $5,583 is the same for a couple as is the base rate for a family. There's no adjustment there.
Okay. So if a family was a single parent and one child, they're buying a family pass and basically paying the same as an adult couple rate. Am I reading that right?
We would have to figure out what would be most equitable for that family, whether it was purchasing an individual pass and then a youth pass for the time that that kiddo uses the facility. I haven't really weighed out that option.
Okay.
However, we would do what was most feasible for the family within our
our rates. Okay.
I noticed that your senior rates went up 140%, and I was for single use. And I was just wondering if you got much pushback, because I know there's a lot of seniors that use it. And
yeah, it seems as though a lot of the seniors that use the facility often are for aquatics programming, and they get to come 3 times a week. So we would encourage those users to purchase the monthly rate, which, as you can see, it is a pretty decent deal for a one month pass. It's $27 for them to come. And if they went to all 3 classes a week, which most of the gals and gentlemen that do frequent the facility come that regularly, they would be getting a deal from the original proposal of the daily rate.
And so most of them do buy the passes, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they have a punch card or purchase monthly. I think that was the intention, was to increase the daily rate to encourage folks to purchase punch cards, to come more regularly, have consistent exercise and programming in their life, while still increasing revenues in an area where we might have transient folks coming in to use the facility for an increased daily rate.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just one more comment. I just wanted to stress again, these rates, for the most part, are increases, and so the community needs to be aware of that. But what was brought forward to us in January was quite a bit larger stepwise increases for the next every year for the next 6 years, which seemed to be too much for the community to absorb. So
yeah,
I think these are. Are you know increasing going in the right direction as far as trying to raise some more revenues. We understand there's some issues with maintenance with the pool, and so we do need to sort of the communities to pay its fair share of that, and I think this is much better plan, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think it's worthy of mentioning that it's an all-encompassing approach. We're not just looking at fees, we're looking at increased customer service, qualified and energetic staff through in services weekly. We're looking at streamlining our policies and procedures and how we manage user groups so that when folks come to Parks and Rec, they know what to expect, they know how much they're paying, they know what they're going to get for it. So we look at rates, and maybe there's some pushback there for increasing, because it's like, well, what are we going to get with the addition of these increased rates? Well, we've talked about that at length within our facility, and the folks that we're working with are training as we speak on some of the basics just to get back to it to increase that service to folks.
One of our main concerns when this plan first came up was the rates had increased so much that we were afraid that a lot of families in town wouldn't be able to use the services anymore.
Yeah.
And this is something for the whole community that's important. So we need to keep the services and even expand on them, but at the same time, keep it affordable. So
absolutely.
This is better.
And you may have read in the recent Sentinel issue that we reevaluated our scholarship application and kind of streamlined that so that folks can receive increased support if they so need it. And we were recently able to comp 50% of someone's pass while still obtaining $250 of revenue for the department for a family. So that's a pretty good win for that family, as well as a win for us, especially when you spread that $250 over a 12-month payment.
Okay. Do you have something on that streamline of what you've done for scholarships?
I don't, but I can include it and bring it to the next meeting, or find a way to send it over to you. We just created a rubric to evaluate in household income and what defines a household by the poverty income levels of Alaska 2015 fiscal year, and then broke that down into percentage of support that they would get. Mm-hmm. Additionally, there is a short essay that's included. We're not asking for proof of income from community members, but we are asking for them to fill out this form and write a short 100 to 200 word essay about why recreation is important to them, how they'll use it to better benefit themselves and their community. And so when it comes down to limited fees or higher competition during increased programming, we can use that as a backup if we were low on funds.
Okay. Can you have that sent to us or email it, whatever?
Send it to Kim, she'll send it to us.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Are you going to refund people who paid the full price? Because there was people that signed up throughout, right? And so this is discounting back down to some previous levels.
Mm-mm.
No? It doesn't do that at all?
You mean with the scholarship?
No. I'm not talking about scholarships anymore. I'm talking about, so if people bought passes through the year mm-hmm. at the expanded rate, was the expanded rate put in?
No.
Oh, okay, so we left it at the same.
Yeah, okay. You're all good.
Well, no, I wasn't thinking about myself, but I was thinking about...
No, yeah, I'm everyone's yeah. all good. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Fair
and equitable.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else? Did you have something?
No.
Okay. All right, poll vote, please.
Thank you.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes. So that moves it to our next agenda for public comment and a second reading.
Correct.
Okay, item 13D. Get back here. Approval to award the water treatment pilot study project to CRW Engineering Group, LLC.
I move to approve the contract award to CRW Engineering Group, LLC for the water treatment pilot study design project in the amount of $149,306 to come from DCCED and DCRA funds.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes. Approval of the updated capital projects list for fiscal year 2016-17.
Move to approve the revised 2016-17 CIP list as presented, which will move the water main distribution system replacement phase one to priority number one for the borough's capital improvement projects, and to move the Shoemaker Bay Harbor construction project to priority number two.
Second.
Okay. Start off the discussion here. Jeff, if you don't mind, kind of elaborate on that, on what this is.
Yeah, I think originally we had the swimming pool as the number one project last year when it went to the state. And as you know, the state had no money, so there was no capital projects. DEC does, they get their money from the, most of their money anyway, from the federal government, from EPA. And in order, and that was, it was high on the list, it just wasn't number one. And part of the grading system that DEC uses in the grant application is if you have that as a number one project, you get extra points for that. So, and it's a competitive grant with all the other communities in the state. So you turn in your application, everybody fills it out, you get graded on all these different things. And then whoever has the, however much they fund, they keep going down the line until they run out of money. And so we certainly are trying to get every point we can to bump us up the list. And these are for the ductile iron that is failing multiple places in town. But this first grant, first phase of this that we're trying to do, which is in a little smaller chunk, is the roads out on the north end that go down, it's 4th and 5th and Grave Street, which goes down to the Petroglyph Beach. Mm. Those three are, I think they're pretty much held together by the patches we've put in them. So there's something about the the material in the ground there or something that has taken a pipe that's supposed to last 50 years and, you know, you maybe get 15 out of it. So anyway, that's what this is for. Also, we've moved to number two, the Shoemaker Bay Harbor construction. We have in place at this point the matching portion of the money we need to apply to the state grant. And again, if you're up one, two up there, you get points for that. It's a competitive grant again. And we will apply for that also to get the maximum we can get, which is $5 million. And that will be matched with the harbor reserves and the bond that the assembly authorized to issue if we get the grant money. So it's important to have both of those right at the top of the list for the competitive grant process. So that's why we're doing this. And if we get them, then we can change the swimming pool back to number one for next year. So I'll just keep it. But anyway, that's the reason for this.
Any other questions? All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes. All right. 13F. Proposed resolution number 06-15-1322, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, designating State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, ADEC, grant funds for the project entitled Water Main Replacement as the number one local state funding priority for fiscal year 2017.
Move to approve resolution number 06-15-1322 that supports the water main replacement phase one project as its number one priority.
Second.
Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes. Item 13G, approval to dispose of surplus equipment for public works.
I move to approve disposing of a 1989 Caterpillar grader at a minimum bid of $5,000, that this item be advertised for bid as required in Wrangell Municipal Code 5.10.060, and authorize the borough manager to dispose of this item, if not bid on, in a manner that is in the best interest of the city.
Second.
Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Sorry, can we take that $40,000 and put it in an account for a fire truck? Bummer.
No, it will just go into the general fund reserve, and at some point, if there's something that comes up, I mean, it's just part of the pot at that point. But generally, the general fund, you don't do stuff like that. It goes into the regular reserve, because you never know what the priority is going to be if something happens. You know, it could be something. It could be something at the hospital. It could be something at the school. It could be something with the city. So it's there for those kind of emergency kind of things. But I will say, off the subject a little bit, but once the grant that we have for the sewer pump is completed, that funding agency will allow, that is a use that we can apply for, but you can only have one grant at a time.
Okay.
So that's the current, unless something else comes up that we feel is more important now, but that's kind of the general thought at this point.
Great.
So something to look at in the future.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. We have no attorney's file tonight. Item 15, executive session. Hereby adjourn this meeting to go into executive session at 7:30. Oh,
right.
We need a motion.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I'll motion to go into executive session to discuss the borough clerk's evaluation.
Second.
Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes. Now I hereby adjourn this meeting to go into executive session at 7:35. Okay, so it's out of executive session and back in the assembly session at 8:26.
Do I have a motion?
I move to approve a step increase for the borough clerk from 27-5 to 27-7 based on performance and MMC designation.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just briefly for the community, Kim's doing a great job, and everyone was unanimous in generally, you know, saying she's been doing a good job, and so we appreciate it, and that's reflective in the motion.
Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Blake?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your work.
Well deserved. Item 16, adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Move out.
Do we?